Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert. Kein Stress, kein Drama. Bei Kartenzahlungen kannst du krumme Beträge aufrunden und deinem ING-Tagesgeldkonto gutschreiben lassen. So sparst du ganz nebenbei. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the extravaganza today, Pat's bedroom, Norwegian underwear, and Tom should get married. It's coming up right after this.
La 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 la. La 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 la. Older than a lot of famous dead guys. A lot of famous dead guys didn't live as long as me. Oh, sure, they accomplished more in a lot less time. But they are dead, and what good does that do you? La 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 la. La 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 la. Now if I become real famous and they know me around the world, when I croak everyone can say he sure didn't do as much as some other dead guy. But he had more time to do it in. La 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 la. La 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 la.
Thank you.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Pat Godwin in the quarter zip.
Oh, yeah.
Unzipped all the way.
Oh,
ladies.
Baby.
Very comfortable.
Is that known as a...
Invitation.
Invitation. Anybody checking the traps?
There anybody anybody RSVP in the positive in the last year?
Yeah, sure.
There's
Josh. Yeah, but unfortunately she had a plus one.
The I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Nice email after this.
All right. Oh. I'm Chick McGee. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold. And there's Hello. Tom Griswold. Hello, Tom.
Thank you. We'll be celebrating Learn to Your Name in Morse Code Day.
Super.
But first, what have you got over there, Josh?
Well, Brian says, Dear Dinguses.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure who that Pat guy was that was on the show yesterday, but he was pretty funny. You guys should have him on again.
That's nice.
We will, Brian. In fact, we are.
We've had him on twice since December 1st.
Twice.
I'm glad he's taking his time and healing up.
Major surgery. It's the second most painful recovery if you Google it.
Oh, my God.
Very difficult.
It's the first most painful listening to you talk about it.
You went on and on about your heart thing. I can go on and on.
No, you can only ask questions.
Oh, boy.
Now, Pat, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir. I will answer you honestly if I can. Normally, I cannot.
I know that you're recovering from serious surgery on your back.
Getting better, yeah.
And I assume that there are certain restrictions that have been placed on you by the...
Sexual?
No, I wasn't going that direction. But I assume that, I guess I can. In the bedroom, I imagine there are some restrictions. And
there's some new items in the bedroom.
New items.
Well, there was
what
a photograph of your bedroom not too long ago in which there were several odd items. You have, what's that breathing thing you have called?
It's called a CPAP.
A CPAP.
Not odd at all for a man my age.
You might want to check into that. I bet you have.
Yeah, you're a snorer.
Sleep apnea.
I don't have sleep apnea.
if you snore like you do, you probably have sleep
just
apnea.
Just because you say you don't have something doesn't mean, I don't have
somehow
it.
Somehow I don't. I got tested for it, and then you don't have it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
That's the thing where you wear the Steve Canyon thing over your face and
yes.
It forces air
every
out
night,
your throat.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you have at the bedside?
I have a side rail because I have sleep paralysis, and I fell out of bed and busted my eye.
Uh-huh.
So you have little rails on your bed, little fences
I
like
do
you're
indeed.
A, like a
keep
crib.
In the bed, yeah.
Again, these things, I would think that if you did bring some young lady to your apartment, it would be kind of hard to explain.
There are three new additions.
Yeah. Three.
Okay. There's an ice bucket that plugs in, and then this ice thing goes around my stomach that was given to me by the hospital.
Okay.
And there's a chamber pot. It's a urine bottle, so I don't have to get up during the night.
Hey, look, you're healing. You got to do certain things.
This is just for number one, right?
I use it for both. You know, I just don't.
Number one.
So it's a urinal, not a chamber pot.
So it's possible that there's a jug of piss in your bedroom. Is that right?
Yeah, possible and probable.
I saw them open for fish and jug of piss. This is
Jug of Piss. Their second album actually better than the first.
A rarity.
It's a better live, too.
Boy, Patrick.
I'm sending you a news story, Pat. I'm not going to say much about it. It involves underwear.
Yeah.
And I want you to write a song about it, okay? Give you something to do.
Give me something to do.
It's like,
what am I, a child?
All I'm going to say is it involves military underwear and a new regulation.
Okay.
I'll leave it right there. I will text you the story.
Didn't we talk about this before, how they give the...
But this is a new regulation. So.
Yeah, well, they give bad underwear to the people. And we agreed those fellas and ladies need the best underwear in the world.
Yeah, whatever they want.
Oh, it's like itchy underwear or something. Yeah.
You kidding me? Don't.
Well, I will give you a hint. This is not the United States Armed Forces.
Okay.
This is a foreign country with an underwear problem.
So a lesser army.
What do you like, cotton for underwear? Is that what you do? Cotton?
I just wear the same black underwear I've got. Like 15.
Figures.
He wears
merino wool is what I do.
Merino wool? It's
very nice.
Chick, you know when you go swimming and you wear
she in West Side Story?
Uh-huh.
You know when you go swimming and you have like the underwear under your swim trunks?
Sure.
That's what he wears every day.
Is that right?
What? It's like that mesh?
It's like, no, not that stuff. The other stuff. It's elastic and you're showing it?
Oh, what brand is it?
I don't want to look at that. Know.
Hey, Christy,
look at that bulge, Christy.
Over the waistband.
No.
Andy, give it to him.
He needs
black underwear. What color is your underwear?
He has a girlfriend?
I thought you didn't wear black underwear.
No, yeah, I've been wearing black underwear for years.
Hides the skid marks, does it?
Hey, by the way, can you and Kelly get married already? It's so weird saying girlfriend about you two. Isn't that kind of issue?
Why don't you bring this up in front of Kelly?
Wow.
What's the issue? You got a couple of kids at the time?
Next time you're over there for dinner.
You know, I have a theory. I have a theory about all this. They are married. They've been married for 22 years, but they're just not telling anybody.
Now, my sister, as you know, Jan and Andy were here when you were born.
Yep.
They call
them Jandy?
They've been together for 30 years.
That's funny.
But it's just weird when she refers to her boyfriend. Certain age.
They don't have children, so I could see that.
Okay, well, we'll get to that. I'm kind of busy right now today. I've got a rental car.
I got a friend that's a judge. She could come over to do it tonight.
You could do it by 10 o'clock.
Couldn't you marry yourself?
You know, there are some that could say that your ego and you thinking that everything is your fault is a direct... illustration of how big you think your ego is, and if you just calm down.
I bet you're actually in one of those rare instances where, were you to get married, it would save you a lot of money.
Oh, I bet it would.
Only if I die.
Now, you know, dying is a good way to eliminate all death.
Oh, yes. The federal government has a way of taking your money when you die.
Well, you know, Tom's greatest fear of dying is that he's going to be embarrassed after he's dead. That's his problem.
Oh, well, here. Let me reassure you. You will be.
Yes.
We will make sure of it.
But you won't know it.
Photos.
We're going to marry
somehow. You'll photos from the morgue.
You'll break into the editing and get wearing a bra and panties somehow in there.
Lipstick.
And then Josh starts making fun of me to pay back for the years of banjo abuse you gave him. And I'm not going to know how to handle myself.
Your dad's dead. Your dad's dead.
Please make a video of you in a floral house coat, open with little mesh underwear, dancing in front of a mirror.
Listening to Goodbye Horses?
Please.
And then Chick, to make him mad, we sell it as an NFT.
I'd do me.
Just because, you don't have to do that all the time. Just something that we can watch after you pass. That would be fun.
Well, if I get some free time. Today's not the day.
Oh, my God.
Please take care of yourself today. Get some rest today.
I'm taking care of myself.
Obviously not.
Was yesterday the day that you could have fit that in?
No.
Is tomorrow going to be the day you might be able to fit it in?
Poor Tom.
I've already told you, the cell phones have stopped working at my house. My printer's broken.
You don't need any of that to get married. I'll Judge Miller just come to your
come
house.
Come right to your house, boom. Put something nice on.
Tom, when did this stop being funny?
Actually, I think I'm certain of this. Jess Hooker, our guest coming up later this morning, she can marry people.
Wow.
She has all the documentation.
Can she marry you?
Huh?
Oh, right. Well, I think we're out of time.
The table turned.
You know, come to think of it, I think you should stop teasing a cop about all this, whether he's married or not. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Boy.
And more sports coming up. So,
Pat, did you get the article I sent you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got a great song, I hope, coming up. I think I may have an idea for you, by the way.
Can I talk to you in the hallway?
Sure.
Be great. Thanks.
Let me handle it.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
How's it going in there, Pat?
Pretty good.
You got your song worked out?
I have shoved some words into a song outline.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
Outline, so that means you're not ready?
Do you want to take a break from sports and do this story, Christy?
Are you starting to get a pencil-thin mustache, Pat?
No, I just haven't shaved in a while.
Okay. Doesn't look pencil-thin-ish?
Yeah, with that hat, you look like Castro's brother. Oh, Raul. Yeah.
We'll get things done when we need to.
That's an Italian accent.
I don't know what it was. I liked it.
Yeah, Christy, this is a story I sent to Pat about underwear. I thought maybe you'd
We've
like
got
to.
Got one more sports story coming up. World record.
It's like a break from sports for this fascinating story.
Thank God, yeah.
Norwegians enlisted soldiers will have to return their used underwear as well as bras and socks after their service is done due to supply shortages.
Oh, all right.
The Army made the decision because of dwindling supplies and supply chain issues caused by the pandemic. Previously, the roughly 8,000 young men and women who every year do their mandatory military service returned their outer clothing, but were allowed to leave barracks with the underwear and socks that they were issued. Not anymore.
Okay.
That's pretty interesting.
In Norway.
Yeah. They've got washing machines. Fine.
Would you want to wear used underwear?
I mean, look, when you're in the military, I think I'd be concerned with a few other things.
The brown streaks are just part of the camo.
I'm sure they edit out the bad ones.
Yeah, I bet they're not as tidy or as whitey as they were when they started. Pat, you got a song?
Yeah. I hear soldiers in Norway wear what they give them, used socks and underwear. It's cause of dwindling supplies. We wouldn't do that, but the Norwegians would. Some poor recruits, information and old underwear. Standing in skid-marked garments just isn't fair. A soldier stands in stained boxes, shattered with holes. He feels so out of place. He looks looks at the waistband and written in Sharpie, it says property of Ace.
All right. Thank you very much, Pat. Ace, of course, thank famous for his used holy underwear.
Holy, holy, stupid world record. A man in Australia has broken the Guinness record for the highest catch of a cricket ball.
Wow. Wow.
Timothy, or is it Timothy, T-H-I-M-O-T-H-Y?
That's a weird way to spell it.
Yeah.
Jabasaline.
That's also weird.
Jabasaline.
Hey, where'd you put Jabasaline? Got to lube up.
What? Where'd you put
Jabasaline? Goes up jazz.
That's right.
This guy's name is Timothy.
Ain't going to do any good on your finger. Put it up your ass.
What the hell is going on here?
He first attempted the record back in 2019, but the only thing that he broke that time was his finger.
How about that?
He took up the challenge once again this past November. He went out to onto a local cricket field, attempted to catch a cricket ball dropped from a drone.
Oh, I see.
He successfully caught the ball after it had been dropped from a height of 393 feet, 3 inches.
This is the old Gronk.
Yeah, Gronk caught one from a helicopter, right?
A football.
Didn't somebody do the basketball deal, too? Like one of the Harlem Globetrotters or something? Caught a basketball from a helicopter or whatever?
I think so.
Thanks, Christy.
This is...
I'm just trying not to throw up, okay?
I love the Globetrotters.
Here we go.
Are you feeling bad?
It's a candle.
It's the candle, man. The smell is just
I'm going to vomit.
Well, yeah, you don't like a salmon candle?
Because David wrote a letter in, and it says, for Chick. It says, dear Chick, love the show. You're the funniest.
Thank you.
And then he says, I think Tom's cold is from huffing that big-ass candle yesterday. Was that candle causing trouble yesterday, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't have it on
the whole time yesterday.
The smell isn't that. Why are you burning swizzle sticks? What's that?
Well, to relight the other wicks.
You are mentally sick.
No, he's just obsessed with this candle.
Have you seen my lighter?
Yeah, I don't know how to turn. How do you turn it on? Do you have to pick it up by the nozzle end every time?
You stroke it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
This candle will take this thing seriously.
But that you're going to burn the building down.
Yeah. He won't be happy. Until he starts a fire, and then you know what will happen? There'll be a small fire burn. He goes, well, someone started a fire.
How'd that happen?
Chick was freaking out because I started a small fire.
I'm trying to find a video of this world record.
A moody bastard.
Is there one?
Of the cricket ball being dropped?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty cool.
How big is a cricket ball?
That's what I'm
going to
look up.
How hard is a cricket ball?
I don't know. Is it like a lacrosse ball?
It's like a baseball, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like a Quidditch thing. They just show this huge drone dropping this ball on this guy.
Quidditch. So it's about the size of a pool ball, a billiards ball.
And he doesn't have on what would be the equivalent of a baseball glove. He just has on what look like work gloves.
Huh. Well, no, that's what they use during the game, I think, to catch the ball. They don't have fielder's gloves.
Wow. This would be really cool if it were like a hot dog and you had to catch it. I wonder if there's a record for that, Josh.
Catching a hot dog?
Catching a hot dog drop from the helicopter.
Yeah, Josh, do you know anything about catching a hot dog from a height?
So what do you think there, Tom? I would just stand underneath the copter, mouth agape.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Mustard. Is there a bun involved or is it going to slide right down the old gullet?
Oh, it has to be a bun. We might have to somehow affix it to the dog.
I'm not trying to be a troublemaker. What is a slaw dog?
Well, coleslaw on a hot dog?
Coleslaw on a hot dog.
Context, babe.
People do that?
Sure. Figure it out.
Learn the language, babe.
People load up
their hot dogs with all kinds of stuff.
I've never heard of slaw dog.
I thought slaw dog was when you hook up with a girl after a fair. Did no one else think that that's what slaw dog was? After a picnic, maybe would have been better?
That's a vinegar fry, is what that is.
another world record. That's a pretty cool one. Last time he did it, it broke his finger.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow. Well, it's because it's essentially made exactly like a baseball. Well, why did that stop the show, Dan?
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't we cover that a few minutes ago?
Oh, gosh. Why don't you go out and catch a hot dog in your mouth?
With a tarp and a ditch full of lye.
Now, there's a world record. Don't they have t-shirt cannons they can retrofit for hot dog shooting?
Yeah, well,
they do have hot dog cannons. They're the greatest.
Wouldn't you like to see us shoot a hot dog out here and see if Josh can catch it from like...
Well, normally they're wrapped in aluminum.
Yeah, but you can still...
See if I can catch it?
You can
in
your
mouth.
It.
In my mouth.
Well, not
like a golden retriever.
No, not in your mouth.
Might
that's
cause
ridiculous.
Some dental damage.
Let's see if I can catch it. Yeah, why don't we do that in the spring? We'll do that for the start of the baseball season.
Okay. There you go.
Well, we'll get you a fishnet.
Don't get upset.
That's also fun, too.
You're ruining everything.
No, I'll get him a fishnet, then we'll get like a super powerful t-shirt can to shoot this thing like 300 yards.
What's the funniest thing for me to be dressed as while trying to catch a hot dog?
What if he dressed you as the bun?
It's not
the
one
girl
of
the, from Frozen.
It's not one of the twins from The Shining.
That went over well.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Don't leave. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Football season is here.
Oh, man.
Believe has the podcast to enhance your football experience. From the pros.
One of the most interesting quarterback rooms.
To college.
Michigan is set at 8.5 wins.
To fantasy.
If you feel that way, why didn't you trade him?
Become a better fan and listen to the football podcasts from Believe.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.